People think we're nearing the end of time, but we've had enough and we've drawn the line. Our flag is up since our people went down, and now we're together from the country to town. We live back in the woods, you see. Big city problems never bothered me. But now the world has changed and so have I, and America can survive. America will survive.
Now, here's your host, Ray I.
Don't blow your whistle, freight train. Take me further on down the track. I'm going away. I'm leaving the day I'm going, and I ain't coming back. I'd rather be
Panther hollering.
We're back. Welcome back, everybody. Came back from commercial break. A little Hank Williams Jr., America Will Survive. We're going to do a little story time, and we came back with a deep holler because we're going to go way back down in a deep holler, back down to the Ozarks, to yesteryear, for this week's story time. Got a brand new story time for you. Appreciate all that input on our story times. Keep that information coming. Story time today is from an old seminar, Barnstorming Day Storytelling Sessions, and I decided to bring it to show today. This week's story time is called Store-Bought Mouth Yelper. I used this story in teaching in my seminars and my programs when I was talking about turkey calls and how to use turkey calls, and when I would get to the diaphragm mouth call and bring somebody from the audience up and show them how to use it, have them use it. Always, crowds always like that. But when I started talking about learning how to use the mouth call, I always ended that segment about how to use a diaphragm mouth call with this story. There's a little history in this story. It's a combination of two stories that I put together and end up telling in all my shows. Now, back in the day, in the late 70s and the early 80s, traveling all over the Midwest doing seminars, we did these shows in archery shop basements, taverns, school gymnasiums on a Thursday night that we'd use for a hunting club. Did these programs outside. I did these programs at archery ranges, outside archery ranges, 3D ranges. Early day NWTF meetings that were all guys. The story I'm going to tell is about my Uncle Lee and Old Joe. You've heard several story times with Old Joe and Uncle Lee. And this particular story actually happened, but I combined that in another story that my old friend, the late Stanley King, told me one time out on a ridge in the Ozarks and caused me to laugh for days. And I combined the two stories, what Stanley King told me and what I witnessed with my Uncle Lee and Old Joe. I remember one of the first times I told it to a large audience was at the Jefferson College seminar. Turkey hunters came from all around to come to that. We used to pack 800 to 1,200 people in those gymnasiums for those shows back then. And the guys came there eager for information on how to hunt turkeys. And I learned early on you'd entertain them and make them laugh. They have a good time. They remember what you were teaching them. Stanley King was sitting on the front row when I told that story, and he laughed as loud as anybody. And when it was over, I said, what'd you think about me adding your story in with my story and doing the story? He told me that I told it better than him. Well, I learned a lesson telling stories about knowing your audience. And after 8 or 9 years of seminars and bars and basements and outside and trappers conventions, archery shops, sporting goods store basements, in 1981, I made the big time. I was hired to do the St. Louis Boat and Sports Show in St. Louis. Huge back in those days. Bill Dance was the headliner, and I was to go on right before Bill Dance. Place was packed, of course, because of Bill Dance. Back then in 81, they didn't have a room big enough to hold the seminars. They had it out on the show floor in one corner, and they'd put up bleachers and then had the chairs in the floor and then a big stage and a tank for him to fish and microphones, lights. This was a big deal. I was introduced by old friend Bill Seibel, who was with the Globe Democrat at that time, and he was the reason I was hired to do the seminar. And I had slides. We was able to dim the light somewhat and do some slides, but then when I told my stories, when I told Store-Bought Mouth Yelper, expecting a roar from the crowd and applause and people laughing, I was pretty much confronted with people sucking the air out of the room and parents grabbing their kids and running. So I panicked. I admit I panicked. So I followed up real quick for my recovery and told my poop in the woods story. Needless to say, I didn't get hired the next year at the sports show. In a sports show type crowd, many of the people sitting there was just there having their lunch, had never turkey hunted, knew nothing about turkey hunting. Honestly, I didn't think it was that bad a story, but know your audience. Don't tell poop in the woods stories and store-bought mouth yelper stories, and you'll see at the end of this story. After that seminar, I was back at the booth at Denny Dennis, and both the show promoter and Bill Seibel come over and told me that I could not do that, and I should have not done that on their stage. This is kind of a, I'm going to test this story on you on the radio show and see what my listening audience thinks of this particular story. So here we go. Okay, boys and girls, it's story time with your Uncle Ray. This week's story is the store-bought mouth yelper. Back in the mid to late 1960s, turkey season was in full swing in the Missouri Ozarks. And I was down at Grandma's farm going to go hunt with my Uncle Lee and his friend Old Joe. Always exciting time of the year in the springtime to go turkey hunting. Most of the people back in the day called with a corncob slate, their natural voice, or a handmade box call. There were a few that were using that newfangled deal called a mouth call, made out of plumber's lead, made into a horseshoe, a stretched propylastic, preferably Trojan, and they'd put that in their mouth and make the sound of a turkey. A few ingenious turkey hunters even learned to apply tape to that frame, seal the air better in their mouth. We were in Grandma's yard, having a little cookout toward the evening when an old 50 GMC pickup come rolling in the yard. It was Old Joe. That pickup truck had the spider web windshield from being hit with a TIFF truck from years ago. And Joe was one of those guys that his fly was always at half mast. His cap was on backwards long before it was in style today. Chewed a can of Copenhagen a day, usually somebody else's. Pulled in the yard and jumped out of the truck, he was all excited. He told my Uncle Lee, "You're not going to believe this. I found a store-bought mouth yelper. I was down at Turner's Feed and these things, look, it says right here, it says diaphragm mouth call." He said, "It's a mouth yelper, store-bought mouth yelper, Turner's Feed store." Uncle Lee says, "Well, come on, Joe." He said, "We're going turkey hunting in the morning. You need to learn how to use that before we go turkey hunting." He goes, "Oh, no, look right here on the back. Instructions. It says, put in your mouth and go yelk, yelk, yelk." He said, "I can do that." He said, "You ought to take that out of there and try that a little bit first. That's, you putting that in your mouth, that don't look like that's going to be very easy." "Oh, it says right here, easy instructions. I can do this." Up early the next morning, and they grab a little coffee and my Uncle Lee's Jeep and drive up onto the mountain, get out there on the glade, and I'm going with my Uncle Lee. I'm in my early teenage years, and I'm going to go with him. Old Joe's going to go to another spot area of the glade down from us. Daylight starts breaking, and Mother Nature comes to life. Birds singing, a few owls hooting, and then the turkeys start gobbling. And Uncle Lee hears us, gives an owl hoot. We hear this turkey down off the glade. He says, "Come on, boy, we need to set up on this turkey. We'll get down here at the edge of this glade, and we'll bring him up the side of that old hillside on that bench there, and we'll shoot this old turkey." About the time we got set up, back up the other side of the ridge, you hear turkeys gobbling every direction. He shakes his head. I said, "What in the world is that?" I said, "Never mind, boy, sit right here." And then it got louder. We said, "That, Joe, I told him to try that collar before he got out here. Now here it is, time to hunt turkeys, goblin time, and he's up there on the side. We better go check on him. He sounds terrible." So I follow my Uncle Lee, and we go up there, and we break it out of the little bit of timber onto that next glade. There's Old Joe down on all fours. As a 14-year-old boy, I thought I'd seen death for the first time. Lee comes up there, and he's yelling at him. He says, "Joe, I told you to try that call before we got out here. Before we got up here to go turkey hunting, you didn't do it." He just looked down. He looked up at him real slow, and he was having trouble breathing. He looked at Uncle Lee, and he says, I think I swallowed it." Uncle Lee said, "You swallowed it? Are you sure you swallowed it?" He says, "I'm pretty sure. I've been through three piles of puke, and I ain't found it yet."
Thanks for joining us for Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, helping you enjoy the outdoors since 1967. Mossberg Quality Firearms, built rugged, proudly American. Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes.
Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, home of the best damn beef jerky. Go to DoveCreekWagyu.com.
Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eye on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri, at confedmo.org.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America. RTP Outdoors, rtpoutdoors.com.
Thanks for joining us, and always be a positive role model for hunting, gun ownership, and conservation. We'll see you next time around the campfire. Be safe out there in the woods and on the water. Say goodbye, Peanut.
Still today, but there ain't no doubt I love you.